joining us to talk about the year-end activities on the markets and so on, and some issues that maybe some of us haven't thought about concerning this fiscal cliff, is John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach. Happy New Year, John.
Happy New Year to you. I agree with a story I heard this morning that one of the phrases that's being proposed by one university to eliminate is the phrase fiscal cliff. I hope we don't have to talk about that anymore, but it's still on the agenda for today. Still no deal. Of course, the market was down substantially on Friday. The Dow was down 158 points. That's the fifth day in a row. The Nasdaq's been down three of the last 4 weeks. But some of the things related to the fiscal cliff, some of the other things that may not get voted on today that are tied to the fiscal cliff, you may really not have thought about. One of them is called the doc fix. If you use a physician that sees a lot of Medicare patients, you may find some problems here, because unless they come up with a, quote, doc fix as part of the fiscal cliff, what's going to happen is Medicare reimbursement is going to be reduced by, some people say, about as much as a third. Will greatly impact the physicians who treat a lot of Medicare recipients. You may find, for example, if you're a recent person that goes on Medicare, you may find there are physicians that won't accept new Medicare patients. That's one of the problems. The IRS has told Congress that because of their dilly-dallying around and their dysfunction, that they won't be able to process tax returns until they say that it may be late into March before they can process most of the refunds. Now, this is a problem, economists say, because many people use their tax refund as a way of, quote, forced savings. And so if people can't get their refunds, and many of them are counting on them to pay off their Christmas bills and et cetera, some economists say it could have a significant reduction and impact in GDP, gross domestic product, in the first quarter, maybe even into the second quarter. One of the things that almost everyone is guaranteed to see is this, is if you're still working and you're paying Social Security tax, there'd been a reduction for the last 2 years where the portion paid by the employee was 4.2% instead of 6.2%. That's going to expire at midnight tonight. It's not part of the fix that they're talking about, even if they come to agreement. So everyone's Social Security tax is going to go up from 4.2% to 6.2%. So figure out what that's going to cost you. That's going to show up in your first paycheck in January. And one of the other things is this. There's a farm bill that they have not voted on. They've been trying to revise some farm subsidies that go all the way back to the Great Depression. Some, quote, experts say that if they don't do something about this, that the price of milk will double almost automatically. And you can see yourself paying $7 a gallon for milk. And many economists say that what's really sad about all this is this will be the first, quote, self-inflicted recession in the history of the United States. Pretty sad. If we can get beyond today, and maybe the people that are running the inmates running the insane asylum in Washington, D.C. get something done, there's some things that can happen later in the week that are really could be good news. On Thursday, for example, we start getting all the employment data for the month of December. We get the Challenger job cuts number. We get the ADP employment change number. On Thursday, we get initial claims for unemployment benefits. On Friday, the big numbers from the Labor Department. Non-farm payrolls, non-farm private payrolls, the unemployment rate, the change in hourly earnings, and et cetera. So there could be hopefully some good news later in the week if Congress will get out of the way. And lastly, there's still some deals being made out there. If you are interested in the ongoing war between the Nook versus the Kindle, well, you're probably aware of the fact that the Nook is about 78% owned by Barnes & Noble. Microsoft invested in Nook Media earlier in the year, $300 million to get about a 17% stake in that company. Well, now there's another person stepping in, another company, Pearson, which you may or may not be familiar with, but they're an online education company and many of a publishing company, $15 billion company headquartered in London. They're going to invest about $90 million to also buy a stake in Nook Media. Barnes & Noble says that this will pair the digital content of Nook Media and the online learning experience of Pearson and improve the consumer's experience. So we'll see what happens today, and we'll see if they don't get a deal. Maybe the market will vote with its feet today.
We'll find out, John, but we'll also find out what's going to happen in 2013, and we wish you a very good one, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
I'll be here. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you. John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can call John at 479-782-2527, 782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternagee.com.